The procedure involves a transplant of pancreatic cell clusters called islets. Destruction of these islets is what leads to type 1 diabetes. The UW Hospital patient, 54-year-old Dan Quigley of Fish Creek, has had diabetes for 40 years. He talked to Wisconsin Public Radio 2 hours after the transplant.
The procedure on my end isn't much. They stick a needle into a major vein outside my liver and just drip the islets into there. So it's not that big of a procedure.
Quigley will likely have to take anti-rejection medicine for the rest of his life. The transplant team was led by Dr. John Odorico. He says the procedure is better overall for patients who need insulin injections or a pancreas transplant.
Insulin injections, for many patients, don't control blood sugar adequately. And despite injections, they have wide swings in their blood sugar. But having cells that produce and monitor blood sugar and produce insulin on a minute-by-minute basis, either through a pancreas transplant or an islet transplant, is a big benefit for patients.
Odorico says it's the first successful islet transplant to be done in Wisconsin. Others, however, have been performed throughout the U.S. He says certain patients are good candidates for the procedure. They include patients who have had a prior transplant or those who have untreated diabetes and can't sense when their blood sugars are low. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.